I'm Adam El Rashidi, back with more of Newsy's top headlines. President Joe Biden will offer an update on his administration's response to the pandemic. His speech from the White House today comes at a time when the pace of COVID-19 vaccinations has slowed nationwide. It also comes amid his ongoing efforts to push his spending bills through Congress. On Monday, President Biden called on wealthy Americans to get behind his $2 trillion jobs and infrastructure plan and, quote, pay their fair share. Speaking of vaccinations, Pfizer blew past Wall Street's expectations on the back of its coronavirus vaccine. The drug maker reported a net income of $4.8 billion. That's up more than $1 billion from this same period last year. In addition, Pfizer and its German partner, BioNTech, reported nearly $3.5 billion in first quarter sales and now expect to rake in roughly $26 billion over the year. U.S. and European regulators are expected to approve Pfizer's shot for 12 to 15-year-olds sometime soon. And Mexican officials are launching a probe into the collapse of a metro overpass in Mexico City on Monday night. City leaders believe a support beam failed as the train passed over it. Mexico City's metro system has been running since 1969, but the collapse occurred on one of its newest rail lines. It started operating in 2012, but had to be partly closed in 2013 so tracks could be repaired. Thanks for watching Newsy. More headlines are coming up soon, but for now, check out some of the other stories we're following.